And good Wednesday morning to you. It is 7:40, 52 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We always bring in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. We just mentioned a moment ago that University of South Carolina is dropping the word of between U and SC, so it's just now USC. They're not the only one that's updating their look and logo. The Charlotte Knights say as they embark on their 10th year in Uptown Charlotte, they have a fresh new look that connects with the city, and it's going blue. So it has a new logo, and blue, I guess, is going to be the signature color. I think they're probably moving away from what black and gold is what we were familiar with. So there you go. Things are always changing. Of course, downtown Rock Hill, things are always changing. And we're excited to have the Exchange apartment buildings now up and operational in downtown Rock Hill. We've got Dylan Lawson joining us, and you are the community director for the Exchange. And Dylan, good to have you on the show. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
Welcome.
So the last time you were here, the apartments were literally opening, I think, that next day. And so what has taken place in about 6 months?
Yeah, actually, so now the whole apartment community is completed. So all of our amenities and then, I mean, all the apartments, yeah, everything's done.
What a relief. So you're going to have a ribbon-cutting ceremony. It's scheduled for tomorrow, Thursday, November the 3rd at noon. And then Straight Talk's going to be broadcast live from the Exchange right after that. So that's at 12:30 right here on WRHI, 12:30 to 1 o'clock. Well, what's been the response? What's been the reviews of the Exchange so far? How full are we? Kind of break down some of this, the nuts and bolts, if you can.
Yeah, so right now we're 50% full. And so far, everybody's really loving the apartment community when they're moving in. They're coming from all different locations. And so it's really nice that because we're giving a lot of resident events to our residents for pretty much positive feedback as well. It's been great. I love that we're able to like hold so many resident events. We hold at least like 4 in the month for our residents, and it's kind of like our giving back to thank them for leasing with us. And we want to continue to make sure that we stay the best in Rock Hill.
What do those events look like? What are we talking about here?
Yeah, for instance, you know, we're going to have this next event, we're going to have like a biscuit bar, so where, you know, residents can come down and make their own biscuits. I mean, we did a spud bar the other week where it was in one of our new amenities, which was our community room. So, which overlooks the pool area, and there's like games and TVs in there. So, they got to pretty much make their own spud and lounge. And then we had a karaoke event. It was around October 5th, I think, we had the karaoke event. So we do all types of different events. And then one event that we really like to do, 2 Wednesdays out of the month, we'll go to Millstone Pizza and pretty much like sit in the brewery section back there and let residents come. They'll get their first free beer on us and, yeah, just kind of get to know each other, you know, because we want our residents to really engage and become friends. Because I mean, it is still like brand new, and it's a small town, so we do have a lot of residents. When they move, they don't know a lot of people, so it's good to watch them when they first move in, not really knowing anybody, and then just becoming friends with a bunch of people. Especially we see that at the resident events.
So the Exchange is located at the corner of what, Davao Boulevard and White Street?
Yeah, 117 East White Street.
How many buildings are there, and like how many apartment rooms?
Yeah. So we have 3 buildings in total, and then we have 229 units.
Okay. And so you're 50% full.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. 6 months.
Yeah. Oh, summer helped a lot.
Yeah. So are some of these folks just families, individuals that are working in somewhere else and living here? What can you tell us about maybe the breakdown of some of the folks there?
Well, first and foremost is always, you know, whoever's qualified to live there, you know, is able to live there. I will say right now, it's still new. It's really hard to tell just because, I mean, it's a majority of everybody. So it's really hard to tell right now.
So you have allocated units there at the Exchange, and kind of explain what those are.
Yeah, so those are units that were approved by the city, and it's where pretty much like they're targeted, not really targeted, but they're like marketed mostly for, you know, EMT, like police officers, any medical, firefighters, and also too, like with teachers, meaning like, you know, if you have to make a certain amount, like, so you can't make over, you know, yearly amount for the rent. So it actually has like different qualifications for it, but also because, you know, rent is really expensive nowadays, and the rent is just keeps just going up higher and higher. And what's really nice about, you know, these allocated units is that if, let's say that you have really good credit, you have a good job, but you just don't make, you know, like that much, you know, because really what you have to make three times the rent, like normal qualifications. So with the allocated units, you only have to make at least two times the rent. So it helps a lot, you know, where you still have the luxury apartment and a luxury lifestyle, and you know, gotta be on a budget a little bit.
So the good thing about that, those have already been filled. So
yes,
there's an appetite for that.
Absolutely. And the nice thing about it too is you know, once the residents move out who are in those units, you know, there will always be a circulation of allocated units.
And we know that you have some other specials going on as well. You want to talk to us?
Yeah,
about those?
Absolutely. So yeah, so right now we are running a special. If you move in by November 15th, you do get, well, we have a 1 month free special regardless. But then if you do move in with us by November 15th, you do get a $500 Visa gift card and a $500 gas card.
Wow. So that's the exchange right there at the corner of White Street and Davila Boulevard. Boy, that's prime real estate for the Christmas parade. That's part of Christmasville.
Right. Yes.
Of course, Christmasville had its big kickoff just yesterday on Tuesday. And this is going to be the first parade where the residents at the exchange will be able to really see the parade from their balconies.
Mm-hmm.
Last year it was under construction, so you all have some stuff planned. You were talking about for the Christmas parade and part of Christmasville.
Absolutely, yeah. We're going to be one of the stops on the way. We'll have it like in two different locations with our clubhouse area. I think we're going to have Santa there, if I'm not mistaken. And then I know the rooftop lounge area is going to be another area. We're trying to decide where we're going to put Santa. Are we going to put him in the clubhouse, or are we going to put him on the
it's
rooftop?
It's great to have options.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the rooftop lounge is what many of us can see. It looks like it's open, and there are fans and there are TVs. It looks so relaxing. So
oh, yes.
I assume that's probably a big hangout place too for folks that are watching sports or, again, the Christmas parade.
Absolutely. And considering like we're the only community in the area that have a rooftop lounge. So
right.
We're speaking with Dylan Lawson. He is with First Communities, which is the leasing company for the exchange. They've got a ribbon cutting set for tomorrow at noon on November the 3rd, and then Straight Talk will be broadcast live following that. We talked a minute ago about the allocated units for those for, you know, mainly like teachers, probably postal workers, first responders, healthcare workers. For the rest of the folks there, is the rent pretty reasonable compared to others in the market?
Yeah. So right now, because we do keep up with a weekly market survey every single week. So yeah, we always make sure that we're comparable with comps in the area. So obviously, like if our prices are way over the market compared to everybody else, you know, we'll drop the prices. So with our weekly market survey that we have, it really helps us keep up with the market and then making sure that we're not going over or, you know, making sure we're not actually underbidding as well.
So you pay attention to that weekly.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Which, yeah, because it's important because, you know, we, like I said, we don't want to, like, have everybody's prices be higher than ours and we're, like, we have low pricing or, you know, vice versa. You know, we don't want to have, like, to be the most expensive apartment community in there when everybody else is, like, you know, $200-$300 cheaper than we are. So
right.
It's really important just to make sure that we're keeping up with market and the market rate. And we also keep up with Fort Mill as well, too. So we kind of look at Rock Hill and Fort Mill with markets and kind of merge it together.
Wow. Well, it's called The Exchange, again, at the corner of Davila Boulevard and White Street. If you want to learn more tomorrow, the ribbon cutting is probably a great way to kick the tires, so to speak, and get a tour of the facility and all the amenities there. And again, you've got that special going on in a prime location to watch the Christmas parade make its way through downtown Rock Hill and then, of course, be part of Christmasville. Dylan, as always, sir, thank you very much.
Thank you guys so much.